Well, he's played Bledisloe Cups. He's played 15 tests for the Wallabies, but he's known as the Bachelor at the moment. The Honey Badger joins us now. Good morning to you, Nick. How are you this morning?
G'day, mate. Yeah, pretty plastic, that's true.
I believe you're doing the rounds at the moment for the show that's coming up, but there's a massive show on the weekend as well. Are you going to be out the game?
No, mate. Geez, I wish I had time for that. But I've done bloody four capital cities in bloody 5 days.
Is that all?
And yeah, that's all. And there's still more to come. But, mate, no, I've been that far out of the mix with all this bash that's going on. I'm a bit behind the times, so I'm with the game. But I'm keen on the boys, buddy. Launching because, as you know, I know the feeling and it's a responsibility and it's my buddy. We're going to turn this ship around and press forward.
Yeah, well, you might be turning your own ship around, mate. I'm not too sure of your personal setting at the moment, but are you actually looking for a wife?
Oh, mate, I mean, I'm at that time of my life, you know. I'm about 30 years old and I was actually said no, this is the first opportunity coming around, but and then it just hung around, and I came back from my little flat adventure out in the bush, and then all of a sudden it rears up like a cobra once again, and I thought, well, you know what, buddy, let's have a crack at it. I'm ready, timing's right, so see what happens.
And you're not talking about footy there, are you?
No, what are we talking about is...
Well, 7:30 tonight is the start of your show, The Bachelor, on 10. Which is going to be an interesting watch, mate. The question is, have you enjoyed it? And you've had 20 women chasing you around. How's it all playing out for you?
Oh, mate, you're bloody good. You know, half your luck. The odds are in your favour. You've got a fair chance here. But then, you know, there's a few birds that they're always wonderful women, but they're just not. There's not one. 50 birds that are built for one bird. As a bloke, you're not built to talk about your emotions, buddy, for hours and hours on end. You're more of a sort of one at a time type setup. But there's no hanky panky. But at the same time, mate, Jesus, and buddy, cracking combos. And I've met birds and talked about things that I haven't talked about before.
Let me ask you a question from your previous life. These boys going to this game on the weekend. As I said, you've been there before. You may not be up with it at the moment, as in chasing that rugby per se, but have our boys got a chance? You still know the boys. How confident do you reckon these guys are going to this game on the weekend?
Right, that's the thing with these blokes. They've got a spirit, and it can't be held back. And with the new young blokes, the young blood, with the old head still steering the ship, you know, we're having Pocock back in there. He's buddy, he's going to be gold. But, mate, I have absolutely no doubt that anything will bloody happen here, because I know what the feeling, and I'm going to be saying the prayers for whichever God will listen. And, mate, I'm right behind him.
Mate, how do you keep yourself as an elite athlete doing a show like The Bachelor, because you're back at work as a rugby union player next year?
I haven't seen anything yet, but, mate, so I think doing up after a 16-hour day of bloody filming a show, you're going to duck into the gym, even though you're not keen on it, but you've got to get it done, mate. And I'm sort of, the Shaggy's not too far off, working condition. I reckon a few weeks and I'd be good to go.
Well, that's Western Force, mate, yeah? There's talk about you coming back next year into the Twiggy Forest competition, the World Series.
Yeah, mate. I mean, I probably wouldn't sign for a few years, but I'd definitely be keen on having a trot, mate. I know a few of the boys there, and that's where I got my start. And I've got a soft spot for the fourth, mate. When you're playing in front of the sea of blue, it really puts the wind up there.
Yeah, I tell you what, they had a bit of a rough deal, didn't they, at the back end of it when they got cut from Super Rugby. And as you mentioned, there was an enormous amount of support that came out and jumped on the back of the Force. And then now the back of it, you're playing some games in this World Series, and it's seems to be kicking some goals.
Right, I'm going to say, you can see how passionate they are over there. You know, they'll rally for days. They just love the sport, man. I tell you what, as a player, as you know, when you've got a fan base like that, oh, mate, you want to do anything for them, you know?
Yeah.
I'm stoked for this new tournament. I want to have a shot.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm sure on The Bachelor they're willing to do anything for you as well. Nick, we do thank you for your time, mate, and good luck tonight at 7:30.
Good on you, mate.